It's not just enough to learn about prayer. Well, I learned about prayer a long time ago. Well, that's not good enough. We must learn how to pray for results. Do you know how to pray and get results to your prayers every time you pray? You see, we must pray with persistence and conviction, but with thanksgiving. We must pray through, listen to this. This is so important. People don't get it. Well, I tried praying. It just didn't work. Well, here's why. We must pray through demonic resistance, depression, oppression, fear, and doubt. I got in the middle last night and I was praying, and it was like I was surrounded by concrete over my head, around me, underneath me. It's like my prayers weren't going anywhere. Next thing I know, the spirit of depression trying to get on me and all kind of things. I said, "You foul devil, I'm talking to God now, get out of here." And there's a passage where a priest, Joshua, was trying to, he's in the presence of God. And it says, Satan was standing in the very presence of God, resisting the man of God in prayer. Amen. And that's the way it works. And if you give up, you lose. But I've learned not to give up. I pray through until that mist breaks. We must pray through demonic resistance, depression, oppression, and fear and doubt. Does that help anybody? It's good to know you're not the only one that has a hard time when it comes to prayer. Prayer's hard work. Why? The devil fights you over it. He knows the power of it. And I start to say he's praying to God. You don't learn the power of it. I don't think he's praying, but he don't want you to know the power of prayer. Now, this sermon is kind of a summary of the other four sermons. And it can be used as a prayer pattern too. I prayed through it last night as a prayer pattern. If we want results in prayer, we must pray the effectual, fervent prayer with perseverance. Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. I mean, in prayer, we need to seek him sincerely with all of our heart. We want him more than we want bread or water. I am blessed by seeking him with all my heart. And also, not only is it a prayer time, it's a fellowship time when the Lord becomes very real, very often, not always, but very often, very real, and sometimes so real it feels like I can almost touch him. And you're not going to have that except if you're a praying person. And so I try to pray with all of my heart, with all of my energy focused on that. My mind wanders like yours, but I try to go get it, bring it back. And you say, amen. Jeremiah 29:12, it says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. When you start talking to God, well, how do I know he's listening? He promised he would listen. Now look at verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you get serious and quit playing games. When you search for me with all your heart, you will seek me and find me when you get serious. You see, if we want to find God and receive answers to our prayers, we must be persistent in prayer. And if we're not truly serious about prayer, we will not be. We must seek him and his will with all of our heart. Lord, I want your will more than anything else. It doesn't matter what I'm praying for. I always say, God, give me your perfect will. In Matthew 26:40, and he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. I know I've mentioned this two or three times, but I haven't read it. So I've taught you, if it's not read out of the Bible, be cautious. So here it is. Matthew 26:40, and he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, so you men, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? This is right before he was crucified. He called a prayer meeting with his three top disciples, and they went to sleep. Is that what you do when I ask you to pray for me? Go to sleep? Well, when you ask me to pray for you, I try to take it really serious. If it's in the middle of the night when it is, I try to get up and pray that I get a peace about it in my spirit, because I know how important prayer is. Me praying for you is far more important than me preaching to you. But if I can preach to you and get you praying, that's a good thing too. You see, he is talking about praying because that is what he was doing. Could you not pray with me 1 hour? There's something about 1 hour, I'm telling you, 1 hour prayer. If you're really desperate and sincere, set aside an hour. Well, I'm busy. Well, you'll be less busy if you pray and hear from God, because he can give you shortcuts. And that's one reason I became so convinced of prayer, I finally decided to pray one time many years ago, and God gave me a shortcut, and it saved time. I said, wait a minute. Then I began to pray more. See, he is definitely talking about praying. So look at the next verse, verse 41. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. People, what happened to them? I thought they were such strong Christians. Man, they fell into sin. They got into trouble. They did this horrible thing. What happened? Let me tell you what happened. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing. We're all willing to serve the Lord, but the flesh is weak. If you plan on living godly, you need to have a prayer time. And this is not Barry Coverson, this is Jesus. Keeping watch, watching, I mean, you can see when temptation's coming if you pay attention. And when you realize you're faced with temptation that may be too strong, you hit your knees and pray the thing through until the temptation breaks. That could save your marriage, save your job, save your life. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. If we do not stay persistent in prayer, we'll be weak and could enter into temptation. If we pray an hour a day, we will be stronger, have greater wisdom, and experience greater faith and power. How do I know that? Because that's what I do. God wants his church, this church, to be a place of miracles, as I said at the very beginning. But we must all be people of prayer. Somehow, well, that pastor prays and he fasts, we'll just let him carry the ball. Doesn't work that way. We need to get in agreement, stand together. Can you say amen? And I tell you something else, too. If it's a praying church, when God speaks to the pastor and the board, he'll also speak to every member in the church. There's never any reason for a church ever to have a vote and have one negative vote when everybody's praying, because God doesn't have two or three wills. He has one for each thing. Can you say amen? He either wants that playground or he doesn't. Amen. And since he paid for it and it's here, I'm assuming he wants it. How about you? He said, well, where'd you get all that money? God spoke to the people of this church that it was his will, and they obeyed God and gave the money. Because we are a praying church. And I don't want to make it sound like I think we're not. I know we are. But I'm going to tell you, all of us need to really know why we're praying and take it seriously and pray until we get an answer. Do not walk around in the dark. You don't have to. You can pray until you know what you're doing. Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petitions, pray at all times in the Spirit. With all prayer. What do you think that means? I think it means all kind of prayer patterns. You know, get you some prayer patterns and pray through them. Now, the Lord's Prayer is number one. That's why. Now, you'll see prayer patterns like that by other preachers. I mean, everybody puts out stuff like that. But I did that for myself, and I put those scriptures in there for me. And I thought years ago, I said, why don't I give this to the whole church? And I did for a couple of weeks, and then, or maybe a few weeks, and then that was the end of that. But this is important. I'm going to try to come up with a more detailed better printed that, but that's an old one, and I thought it's better to give you something than nothing. And it's free. You can't complain. Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. With all this in view, be on the alert. Well, you need to be on the alert because you got an adversary. Amen. He's working at work. At your workplace, trying how to get you fired. He's got somebody there that would like to see you gone, and he'll use them. And you need to pray that guy out of a job, or pray until God intervenes and protects you one way or the other. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Don't tell me it doesn't work. I've been working it for years. Be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Use all the prayer patterns you can come up with. If we pray like this, it will take about an hour or more. If you pray through that prayer list and pray for all your family members, your church people, you're going to be pushing an hour. And you're going to say, oh, I don't, man, this is taking a lot of time. Just remember this message. You don't have to fall into temptation. You don't have to allow people at work get you fired, because you can pray through to victory. Why do we need to persevere in prayer? When we start praying, demons come against us, telling us we're not worthy. Boy, that is his favorite one. I've been serving God all my life, and he's always, oh, you're not going to get an answer this time. You're not worthy. You remember how you talked to Dottie. Remember what you said. Remember that traffic situation. Get out of here. I'm not here to remember every bad thing. I'm here to repent, make things right with God, and hear from God. Now get out of here. Says, submit to God and resist the devil. He says, well, I don't believe in that. Well, go ahead and let the devil eat your lunch and your breakfast and your supper. That's your business. But I'm going to take authority over him and run him off. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. You either believe the book or you don't. This old country guy believes the book, the Bible. Amen. And he'll say, well, you're just wasting time. You're just wasting time. Well, you just waste your time because you don't have the faith to believe for this. If you don't have faith, pray over the Word of God till you get faith. That's what I do. Amen. We stepped out, and the board stepped out to raise $80,000. God told me to raise $40,000, and we won't, because God and the people doubled it the 2 years before. We thought, well, we need to have a go, so if they want to double it, they can. And we said at $80,000, and boy, I had all kind of fear. The devil says, aha, everybody's going to know you're a false prophet because y'all said $80,000, you're not going to get it. I was sweating bullets. And I said, God, just help me. And when I went down to get my paint cans to make my pledge, the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm going to do it. He said, I'm going to do it. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. You may not hear while you're praying, but you'll hear. I didn't hear it. I think it was about that first step right there, reaching for a paint can. And Lord said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to raise this $80,000. We went over $80,000. Prayer. You can live in fear and depression, or you can walk in peace. Let not your heart be agitated. But you got to pray through to peace. Can you say amen? Sometimes, I mean, a lot of people don't think God is, they do not believe God's real. I'm telling you, God's real. And you can talk to him. Because, well, I'm afraid of people that hear voices. Well, let me tell you something. If you're not hearing his voice, you're not saved. My sheep know my voice. Amen. You better be hearing that voice. Amen. Sometimes, and when I say that, people think I mean audible or words. Sometimes I just have a knower. I just know that I know that I know. Like reaching for that paint can. In my spirit, God said, I'm going to take care of it. And don't tell me I missed it because he took care of it. Amen. And we didn't have to sweat bullets. We didn't have to get up and beg for money. We just presented it and God took care of it. Amen. Sometimes we experience depression, oppression, fear, doubt, and unbelief in prayer. And here you are trying to pray through the faith and the devil just beating you up. Look, that's just the way it is. Your adversary, the devil, goes about as roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. And if you'll beat him in the prayer closet, when you come out, you got him beat. See, this is why we persevere in prayer until we pray through to peace. As I've said, it normally takes for me about an hour to really get prayed through to peace, but you do what you can. Do 20 minutes for breakfast, 20 minutes for lunch, 20 minutes, you know, in the evening. And Daniel said, Daniel prayed morning, noon, and night. David says, I prayed morning, noon, and night. And he didn't say it just like that, but he meant three times a day at those special times. And we can do it that way too. You see, we have used some of these scriptures before, but we need them again. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What does that mean? When you have a problem, don't worry about it. You pray through to peace. You pray over it, meditating on your promises, quoting the scriptures as God has given you that might relate to your situation, and you pray through to peace. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You pray it through, and God gives you peace. I was praying about that $80,000, and when I got right down there to get my paint can, God gave me peace. Can you say amen? And I knew it was done. Is this helping anybody? Amen. And even if you know it already, it's good to hear it. Amen. It's good for me to hear it. If you don't need to hear it, then let me hear it. So you're the one doing the preaching. But there's a special anointing on preaching that even blesses the preacher. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Once you get that peace, Jesus said, let not your heart be agitated. The devil come immediately, say, oh, you just hearing things. It's not going to work out. You're a loser. Right then, you got to shut him down. You're not agitating my peace, you crazy devil. Get out of here. Once you get it, keep it. Once you get it, keep it. Give me a bigger amen. Once you get it, keep it. Amen. You see, God expects us to pray the effectual, fervent prayer without worry, but with thanksgiving until we receive peace. Don't forget the thanksgiving part. In Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. When you start praying, you need to remember all the things, or at least some of you can't remember them all if you're my age. But at least remember some of the things that God has done for you. Remember the benefits. Remember the benefit of prayer. It's a great benefit to have prayer. You see, this is the way we build our faith and drive off depression is thanksgiving. Thank him for all of his benefits. Pray with thanksgiving. Is that not what it says? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, no matter how bad it is, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God will come. And guard your heart and mind. You see, the Lord spoke to me, you do not have a problem that cannot be fixed right here in prayer. Many years ago, it was applied to one situation, and I've discovered if it applies to one situation, it apply to other situations. And I discovered no matter how bad the situation is, I can pray the thing through and get victory. And here's why. You've heard this, but let's start believing it. Matthew 7:7, keep on asking and it will be given you. Wonder what that means. I just wish I knew what that means. If you can understand English, you know what it means. Keep on asking and it will be given you. Seek, and who said that? Peter, Paul, John? No, Jesus. It's time we start believing the guy. Keep on asking and it will be given you. That doesn't mean you're going to get everything you ask for, because you need to line it up with the will of God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. We praying for his will is part of praying. We had a guy in Louisville praying for his wife to die so he could marry this other woman he had picked out. Do you think God's going to answer that? That's not the will of God. Amen. I can't believe he told anybody, but he did. That was a true story. Keep on asking and it will be given you. I don't think he told her, though. Keep on asking. Or we've been doing his funeral. Keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on. You see the progression here. I mean, when you get serious, you seek him with all your heart. You ask, and that doesn't seem to be working, so you really seek him and seek his presence, seek the anointing. And then if you're trying to get a situation opened up, you start banging on the door. Lord, open this door. He said, amen. I didn't say this. Jesus said it. Keep on asking, and it'll be given. And that's in the Greek, the keeping on. Keep on asking. Keep on asking, and it'll be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. You see, the key, once again, is persistence in prayer. Or what man is there of you? I know I read this not too long ago, but you need to hear it again, because this is what we need to get. Or what man is there of you? You see, God wants you convinced that he wants to answer your prayer. And this to me is very convincing. If his son asked him for a loaf of bread, will he hand him a stone or a rock? You see, ask for bread, and Jesus will not give you a stone or a rock. Verse 10, or if he asks for a fish, will he hand him a serpent? You see, ask the Lord for a fish, and he'll not give you a snake. He answers prayer. Jesus is the one teaching this message. I'm just reading it. Verse 11, if you then, evil as you are, human and carnal, know how to give good gifts and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give good and advantageous gifts or things to those who keep on asking him? It says, how much more will God give good things to you than you'd give to your own kids if you'd ask? God can't pray a prayer and not pray. Ask and keep on asking. How much more will your Father give to us? Some people say, well, pray one time, don't pray anymore. I know what they're saying. They're saying, do not pray out of fear and doubt. Believe your prayer. But I have to pray until I get that faith, that no-so in me. And once I get that, then I can stand on it. Can you say amen? Amen. But just tell people to pray once until you pray through like it says and you really get that peace of God that passes understanding, then you don't have anything to stand on. Faith is a substance, an evidence in your heart that comes from the Lord in prayer. Somebody say amen. How much more will your Father give to us if we ask and keep on asking until we know we've received in our heart? Pray until you have received that evidence, that knows so in you, that God is going to bring in the $80,000. Can you say amen? And so it's always a challenge. God told us to raise $40,000 a year and fix up this building with money that's not tithes and offerings, special raise money. And we've been doing that for 6 or 7 years. I think we've raised somewhere around $400,000. Aiming at $40,000 a year, but the last 3 or 4 years it's been doubled, 80. But you start where God tells you, can you say amen? So when we set another project, I'm going to have to go through the same faith rigmarole, you know, because devil's going to tell me, you didn't hear from God. You missed it. The board missed it. The church is going to think all of you are a bunch of losers and false prophets. And here he goes. You got to pray through the peace every time. Amen. Your adversary, the devil. Believe it, you have an adversary. But you also have prayer, and you can beat the daylights out of him in prayer and run him off. Pray until you have received in your knower, then stand in faith. This is how we pray for results. I know you've heard this. Now it's time to believe it. Luke 11:8. Jesus, and me too. Jesus, you know, it's really easy to preach this. It's more difficult to live it when the devil has got all of his guns aimed at you. Boy, I'm really anointed and I'm full of faith on Sunday morning, but Monday I got to remember what was that I preached. Sometimes people go back and get the sermon notes and say, what was that? You see, Jesus tells this parable. A man goes to his neighbor at midnight and asks for bread. The neighbor responds, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, and this is what he said. He gave this parable. Jesus says, I say to you, though he'll not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he'll rise and give him as many as he needs. You see, if we pray with persistence, we do not have a need that cannot be fixed or met in prayer. This is my default faith promise. God gave this to me years ago. If I can't have faith, I can't build my faith up in any other way, I default back to this. I said, Lord, you said if I keep on asking and be persistent, asking, keep on asking, that you'd answer. So I'm just going to keep on asking and asking and asking and asking until I get an answer. Amen. I've said this many times. I haven't really went into details how I got hurt. Me and those agreeing with me got victory. I'll be careful. I won't take credit for anything because only God gets the credit. Can you say amen? But my mother, and I hope she's watching right now. Got to be careful, though. I don't want to get a whipping. She's 98, but she's still deal with you. Can you say amen? And be 98 in March. It's coming up. And so they told her she had congestive heart failure 3 or 4 years ago. And she came through here Friday a week ago, going with my brother and my sister and her husband to Washington, D.C., out traveling, 98 years old, traveling the world, can you say? Thank you, Jesus. And a few months back, she said, they said I had congestive heart failure, but I don't feel it. Okay. I said, Mama, because I believe God healed you as well. But anyway, they said if she gets COVID, buddy, this was 21, that's the end of her. She's gone. And she got COVID. And I was having a hard time getting my faith up, and I defaulted back to this.
Amen.
Ask and keep on asking. Can you say amen? Ask and keep on asking. I say to you, though he will not rise and give them because his friend, yep, because of his persistence, ask and keep on asking. He'll rise and give him as many as he needs. I said, Lord, I'm believing to heal my mama. I prayed every time I pray, I was praying for mama. Devil, get your hands off my mom. Rebuke the devil. Now, Lord, I believe to heal her. Take away this COVID. Heal her. I pray. And I just kept going and going and going and going until I got a peace in my heart that God healed her.
Amen.
See, the devil will tell you, well, it's just her time to go. It wasn't my time for her to go. You say, amen. I mean, it's never your time for your mother to go. I mean, hang on to her. But anyway, and I know God has an appointed time, but I'm not going to let the devil shorten my life or my family's life or any of yours if I can help it at all. I'm not going to let him shorten it. We're going to live it out. Can you say amen? About everybody in this church had COVID, and God healed every one of you except one. He took one to heaven, and I was fighting like crazy over that, but I never got that peace. I just finally, you know, just, well, it has to be God.
Amen.
But I pray, and if I can get it prayed through, I'm going to pray that I pray it through.
Amen.
And if you have a prayer need, text me. You don't bother me. I may have several texts. May not even text you back, but I'll pray.
Amen.
And I believe you can feel it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And everybody and their cousins got my phone number. Can you say amen? And if you need me, that's why I'm here. But God totally healed my mama.
Amen.
Of COVID. I believe, what was she, 97, 96 then? Still ticking, still going.
Amen.
Still got that mean streak. It's not a mean streak, you just don't mess with her. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Mama. Just in case. Tell me, do you remember Luke 18:1? Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Seemed like it's about every week somebody's asking me for prayer about a lawsuit. Somebody's suing them, or they're suing somebody or something. And this parable is about a widow who went to the unjust judge and asked for justice. The judge said, no, I'm busy. I'm not afraid of you or God. Now just leave me alone. But she wouldn't quit coming. She kept coming back. See, the Lord taught persistence in prayer. I don't care what some preacher preaches. You need to listen to preacher Jesus. When the judge realized she was going to wear, now this is a parable that Jesus told. When the judge realized she was going to wear him out with her coming, he gave her justice. I don't know what happened. Somebody probably stole a Social Security check or stole her house or something, you know, broke in and stole all of her jewelry. And she says, Lord, give me justice. Bring my stuff back. And this judge finally said, okay, I'll give you justice. I'll get your stuff back. Your money, whatever. Verse 7, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? If you feel like you have received injustice, let me tell you how to get it. And you don't have to pay a lawyer. Now, if God tells you to pay a lawyer, that's a different ball game. But I've been able to get justice 99 times out of 100 just by praying. Can you say amen? Don't mess with me because I know how to pray justice. And you're going to learn the same thing. Will he keep putting them on here again? Well, I know about prayer. I didn't ask you if you know about prayer. I'm asking, do you know how to pray until you get results? And are you willing to do it? That's what this is about. Well, I know all about prayer. It's not what you know. It's what you do with what you know. I tell you, he'll see that they get justice and quickly. You can receive justice quickly. Jesus taught that we could receive justice from God through persistent prayer. As a matter of fact, we can receive anything we need through persistent prayer. When Donnie and I left Louisville to go to Lexington to pastor our first church, the only church I pastored before we came here, and I think I was more stressed out over that than coming here to start with nothing. Okay. I mean, I was stressed out. I didn't know about praying and fasting the way I do now. And so I tried a 3-day fast and made it through it. And oh, God. And I've told you how God gave me one verse. But that verse was to tell me it was God's will for me to do something, but not exactly what. And so they were going to vote on me for this church in Lexington, and I was sweating it. And I just started praying and seeking God. And when you're praying and seeking God, he'll give you a sign. He'll do whatever he has to do to give you peace. Can you say amen? And once you get that peace, you keep it. And so I was praying and seeking the face of God, and I went to this camp meeting. And this preacher called me out, and he says, God has called you to do something, and you're afraid to do it. But he said, you go ahead and do it, because God's going to bless you. You're going to be successful. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And that went into my spirit, but I don't go by that. I go by by hearing myself.
Yes.
If I had that gave me peace, but I prayed until I got that no-so peace. Went, and God blessed us, and that's where I really learned how to pastor a church. And some people think I haven't learned yet, but I'm working on it. Can you say amen? Okay. And then God called us here. And see, God just had it all put together. But if I hadn't prayed through and got peace, you see, I had it made there in Louisville. People loved me. The pastor loved me. I was an associate pastor, but I was a mover and a shaker. I mean, we've got things done. You wouldn't believe the things. I had a vacation Bible school. Had over 4,000. Built a youth camp, had 1,000 kids a summer out there in my 20s, and I wasn't doing it. It was God through me, and I hated to leave all that. Can you say amen? But I prayed till I got peace. That's all.